Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Here, let's not forget about what's being done to us by our government. Let's start with the vaccines. Here's a woman testifying at a hearing talking about a 10-year-old having a heart attack from a vaccine and how she had to deal with this riding in the ambulance to the ER in clip 8.
But I can tell you that 2 days ago, I flew out my first 10-year-old with a heart attack, and I had to fight the doctor in the ER because he's like, 10-year-olds don't have heart attacks. And I argued back and forth for 30 minutes to force his hand to get an EKG to find out that he had almost a complete STEMI, which is ST elevated myocardial infarction, for which you could see it lit up on the 12-lead EKG. And he's like, well, that's not possible. And I'm like, well, he was just vaccinated yesterday. It is very much possible. At any given time, people are getting a hold of me and the nurse advocates at American Frontline Nurses to help advocate, because as you've seen, there is victim shaming that it's anxiety. Oh, it's this. But in actuality, if they put down that it was a vaccine injury, the physician, the corporation, the hospital, the clinic, they actually won't get reimbursed. So it gets labeled as anxiety or neuropathy or Guillain-Barré syndrome, when in actuality, it's very realistically a vaccine injury. Whereas I tell people, you are better off in South America in a field hospital than you are in level one trauma designer hospitals in the United States. As nurses, we are getting reports across the country from our American frontline nurses about patients not getting food, patients not getting water. How come a patient hasn't been fed in 9 days? Why do I need to get a court order to force a hospital to feed a person who isn't intubated and who's literally telling you they would like food? Oh, well, you can't take your BiPAP mask off. Well, that's what us nurses are for. We're going to help you take that off and we're going to help you eat, but we're not allowed to. If you know, if they're on a ventilator, they're not getting basic standards of care. I've had patients that haven't been bathed, haven't been fed, haven't been given water, haven't been turned. And if you ask me, this isn't a hospital. This is a concentration camp.
That's right.
Absolutely it is.
So, they're killing us with the vaccines.
Do we isolate?
And let's not forget also how they're crashing our economy and how bad it is. Look at this news report. It's so bad. In America, people are going to Mexico for economic relief in clip one.
For the seventh straight month, food prices in the U.S. have gone up, which means Americans are looking elsewhere, like even in other countries, for their favorite foods.
If you're on a budget, you got to take care of yourself.
Like Gibran Jimenez, who drove nearly 2 hours to get to Tijuana with a wife,
yeah,
two children, and a third due next month. He says he needs all the financial help he can get.
I got to save like as much as I can. Every penny counts.
And we walked with David and Maria McCarty across the border. They came for street tacos and a routine pet checkup.
Cheaper. It's much cheaper to do it down here. Everything is a lot cheaper down in Mexico. I mean, you can go out and have a giant meal and spend about $20. It'll cost you $100 in San Diego or Chula Vista.
California bargain hunters are shopping in Tijuana like never before. Shop owners at the popular Mercado Hidalgo have seen a 20 to 30% jump in American tourism during the weekdays. And when you look at the prices, it's easy to see why. A gallon of milk is 50% off compared to the U.S., a 4-pack of toilet paper is nearly $5 cheaper, and a 24-pack of Tylenol is also a dollar less. And don't worry about the cost to get there. You may as well fill up on gas, because that's also a $1.24 cheaper than the California average.
Gas prices, they're going up like crazy, and that's what kills us, you know, the middle class.
Your money goes farther in Mexico.
But don't worry, guys. You know, the Democrats, they're doing great. How do you like Democrat Party rule? People having to go to Mexico. But hey, don't worry. The Pelosi's are doing just fine. Nancy Pelosi's son, who went with her to Taiwan as an escort, she says. Yeah, his business deals in China are going public and investing in Chinese tech firms, and the Pelosi's investing in microchip companies. But hey, guys, you know, you're getting crushed economically by the Democrats, but don't worry, they're getting filthy rich.
So many people over the years have walked up to me randomly on the street and said, super male vitality is incredible. Why does it work so well? And the answer is very simple. It takes from Chinese medicine and other ancient traditions known herbal compounds that boost libido, stamina, and energy, and it comes from cold pressed herbs, so they're not boiling or heating up the herbs that are known to have these natural effects. It's cold pressed. It's been sold out for 8 months or more. It's finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off Super Male Vitality. And it goes great with X2, which is also 25% off. But if you get both these products together, they're 40% off in a combo at InfoWarsStore.com. So X2 and Super Male Vitality, 40% off together or 25% off individually at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. Try it today.
The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
Holy smokes, there are huge stories developing at the southern border right now in Texas. My goodness. And I've got some other border news here. Oh, boy. I mean, this country is just falling apart, folks. And Joe Biden's on vacation, so be not afraid. Elijah Schaefer joins us now, the host of Slightly Offensive. I mean, Elijah, it's just the news right now is so overwhelming. And obviously the big story that just encapsulates all of it, the Democrat Party is just fully corrupt. They're now totally in bed with the FBI and all the other government institutions. It's now a collusion operation against the American people. The American people are suffering. Joe Biden's on vacation. And we've got a total authoritarian, totalitarian, tyrannical regime oppressing the American people now. I think they're getting ready for something big after the Trump raid. I think that was just the beginning. Elijah Schaefer, your response to the current state of affairs in American politics right now.
You know what? I have to say this. The words that I would use, God would not want me to use them. But the actions that we might have to use one day, I pray that God gives us the wisdom to move swiftly as we protect our family and our friends. Because you see right now, as we speak, the establishment media, Michael Boschlis from NBC, literally giving a dog whistle about executing President Trump, talking about the Rosenbergs, saying, hey, someone else gave nuclear documents, which we have not confirmed, which I don't believe is true, and the American public doesn't buy it. Well, they gave nuclear documents to the Russians, and we executed them. You know, we shot them, and then he goes, hint, 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 wink, wink. Do you know who else had nuclear documents they were trying to give to the Russians? Well, according to the mainstream media and the FBI, that didn't want cameras around as they raided Melania's panty drawers and possibly planted evidence inside of his safes. Oh, it was Donald Trump. The mainstream media is already hinting. This is not Madonna. This is not Johnny Depp. The mainstream establishment arm of the regime is already coaxing us into believing that Donald Trump may deserve an execution, all while the current president that they say was elected is out, you know, sipping on his, Adderall-induced martinis. And then you have the southern border going on, not only fentanyl, not only immigration, but literally cartels rioting, killing people inside Little Caesars, an absolute lawlessness abounding. And we're supposed to sit here and just go, yeah, everything's good. Let me spend 10 more dollars on my gas. Let me give you 5 extra bucks. And you know what? While you're at it, send one of your 87,000 IRS agents while you're injecting my kid with poison. You're telling my wife to get an abortion and to kill my future generations. And while you're at it, take the rest of my money. And if I don't comply, why don't you just kill all of us? Because that's what they're threatening right now. They're threatening death. And then while you're on your way to it, they're threatening suffering. They're already persecuting us. I mean, what the hell is even going on? It's absolute madness.
Well, and I want to get back into the IRS story because it ties into everything you just said. But see, really, the overall kind of notion that you have to this is the same one I have to it. I mean, I just see all this news and it's just like, God help us. I mean, just God help us. I mean, I see the awakening. I see the awakening inside of the Republican Party. I see the awakening inside even the mainstream media.
some in the mainstream liberal media, and then obviously on Fox News. But it's like, we have to start taking serious, swift action against the real criminals in this country that have been operating out of D.C. for decades. Or I see America getting into such a dark place. Raids against American citizens becoming an everyday thing. Execution of dissidents to the Democrat Party becoming a regular thing. And really just not even having elections anymore so Democrats can stay in power. I mean, I really see that that's where all of this is going in America. And it's just like, we have to beg God, please give us a relief. Please give us a path out of this.
No, you're absolutely right. I wanted to remind people specifically from the Oklahoma City bombings. If you guys don't remember, there was an individual, a hero cop that lived during the time. He was African-American, and he came out after the OKC bombings and said, the official narrative, I just want to give a different example, meaning he saved multiple lives. He was getting the Medal of Valor. And he said, hey, I think I have a slightly different narrative than the FBI is giving on that. And what happened? I think it was about a day before he was about to receive his Medal of Honor for actually going and saving lives in a tragedy. He died of suicide with a downward shot to his body, cuts and wounds, grass stuck in his wounds, handcuff marks on his hands, died in a field. A hero cop who questioned an official narrative is killed, and they say they died by suicide. These people are wicked. If they would kill a cop who saved people, I don't even care what the narrative was, whether the government did it, whether people did it, whether terrorists did it, whether the, you know, McVeigh did it. The point is, a man went and he gave his life, risked his life to save people, and somebody was willing to take him out. Go down that rabbit hole and think about that. If they're willing to do it to someone there, and by the way, being an officer, he's probably armed off duty. He has a firearm. He's able to protect himself to some extent. But sometimes with the state, you think about this, they have about, what, 4 million armed individuals about? I think we have a couple hundred million firearms in terms of small firearms. They've killed 20 million people. You know, maybe 6 million people in the last, 100 years. I guess depends how you count. I think American citizens in self-defense have killed 250,000. Who's the real enemy? You have a fraction of the portion of firearms of us as the state, yet you've killed millions, and yet we only use our guns in self-defense. They're wicked. They're evil. And if they'll kill an officer who saved lives, they'll kill a servant of the people who was trying to do what's right. What makes you think they're not going to do something like that to you? What makes it think that you didn't pay your taxes? Well, that's not even as good as saving lives. I mean, and they want the IRS to be willing to kill. That's how badly they want your money. The love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. And I'm damn for sure that they are so greedy that they will take everything. And once they've squeezed us dry of every penny, they're coming for the breath in our lungs.
No, and I think that the only thing right now, there is only one thing in the way of that, and that is the Second Amendment. As soon as the Democrats get rid of the Second Amendment, which is O'Rourke's campaign, I mean, literally his whole campaign is getting rid of guns. Once you see the Democrats actually fully start implementing the gun grabbing and taking all the guns, I think that's when we see this go into just complete tyranny, complete oppression, complete dystopia. That's the only thing really stopping them at a mass level I see right now. But they're already trying to disarm citizens. They are disarming citizens actively. That people don't even realize that's going on. Citizens are being disarmed every day by the federal government, actually, right now. And so I think you're right. I think that's where this goes next. And let's not forget, how many police officers that were there on January 6th committed suicide in the months following January 6th? I think it was like 3 or 4 police officers committed suicide. But I'm sure there's no foul play there, Elijah. We should probably not even mention that.
No, it's very normal when you are the victim of an attack and you want to get your voice heard and you want to tell people the truth that you would accidentally just commit suicide. And that's such a common theme. Right after these events, especially considering there was no mass casualties besides the people who committed suicide and the Trump supporters who were killed that day, many of them talk about they died from natural causes. Being that I was there specifically at the Capitol, and I know people were pushed off of walls, people were trampled. I mean, this was an absolute just tragedy because it was allowed to happen by the federal government as well. So, in any compensatory charges could be filed. It's like people did die because security was low and they should sue the federal government for that. But, when I'm reading some of these stories, I look and I see, in Portland how they toppled. I remember a few years ago they toppled the abolitionist Abraham Lincoln's statue, and as a sign to social justice in the city. The city never replaced it. And I think that's what's so important that people have to understand is that Every time they erode one more civil liberty, every time they erode one more of our amendments, every time they erode one more of our God-given rights that we have fought for, that our nation has bled for, that even my ancestors fought in the Revolution and in the Civil War, literally to free the slaves, literally to have independence. We walk around and we're told our history is not good enough. White men are evil. White men are bad. So what if 500,000 white people gave their lives for the freedom of slavery? So what if thousands and tens of thousands fought a war they couldn't win against the British? So what if many more white men and many more Americans died in countless wars like Vietnam, where they gave their lives for seemingly nothing, it appears? It doesn't matter, because today we're going to rewrite history. You're not going to be in power. It's not just white men, but no men are going to be in power. We're going to be a queer LGBT trans movement of disabled people, and the men are going to be weak, emasculated. We're going to take your testosterone, we're going to suck it out with straws and seed oils, and we're going to make sure that you enjoy it and you thank us as we put you in your grave. And anyone who resists, they're going to take us down. They're going to end our lives early. I'm sure of it.
Yeah, that's where this is going, and I just pray to God we can good men and women can rise up and stop it peacefully and politically, because, I mean, that really is where it goes. And, I mean, they even get lied to about history. They get lied to about history. We'll talk about that with Elijah Schaefer on the other side.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Schaefer is with us, host of Slightly Offensive. Elijah, I want to play a clip for you real quick and not give any context to it and just see what comes to your mind hearing this clip. Guys, let's go back. Here's Barack Obama in 2008. Elijah, listen to this clip and tell me what comes to mind now in the year 2022 from this Obama clip in 2008.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
Elijah, your response.
I would say this, besides the funding part, I would have originally said, yeah, we should have a civilian force, and then the funding. Okay, so this is not a self-funded, this is not a well-regulated militia in terms of our Second Amendment. So who's funding the civilian force? And is that a force of us who are fighting for our own protection of our homes? Or is that a force that is coming to watch us, to spy on us, to try to make sure that we're falling in line? And I think we've already begun to see this with the development of the Department of Homeland Security when they say at the airport, if you see something, say something, please report any suspicious activity. And that's scary to me because right now the suspicious activity is a left bag, which already seems quite odd. You'd assume someone would put their backpack down that they're going to, you know, blow you up. That's a fear-mongering communist rhetoric to divide people and make us fear our neighbor. But also, who is it? And where is the money coming from? I think I have an idea. And we're already seeing Mar-a-Lago being raided, a private home of an ex-president. I bet I have an idea of who that could be.
And now, I mean, I just see the IRS about to hire 87,000 agents that are being trained to use deadly force against American citizens. And I just can't help but think, wow, what a perfect time for the government expansion during the Patriot Purge to bring in 87,000 neoliberal radical communist leftists that get sexually aroused at the idea of carrying a badge around and a gun to go kill their political opposition.
Yeah, they're lesbians. They're going to be ugly. They're going to be fat. They're going to be gender confused. They're going to have chopped off their genitals. Their IQs are going to be lower than your grandparents' age. They're going to be quadruple boosted, coming from the most prestigious and also some of the dumbest colleges alike, with only one goal in mind, that their loyalty is to the regime, that they do not think for themselves, and that they'd be willing to sacrifice anything except for their own lives. Talk about your life, right? My life. They're willing to sacrifice our life to use deadly force. I mean, these people are strapped. I mean, I made an episode of Slightly Offensive, my podcast that was out today at 2 o'clock. And I'm telling you, Carrie Lake, future governor of Arizona, was talking. The federal government has gone out of control and they are coming for us and they will come for you. They will raid your home and we've got to be careful. If we don't want the global homo quasi mixed diversity, racially ambiguous, obese IRS agent army knocking down your door, you've got to do something. You got to start calling your congressmen. You've got to call your senators. You got to call your local politicians. We've got to mobilize at a state level. We need protections in the boundaries of our federalist system. We need that to return or else it's going to be too late. By the time you pick up your phone to call, you're like, hello? It's like, well, who's on the other line? You hear a knock at your door, it's the IRS agents, and they're going to take your family, they're going to take your things, and if you can't pay up, they're going to take your life.
Oh my gosh, it's just it's so crazy to think that they're doing this right in front of us, especially considering that the left-wing ideology, you'd think we'd learn from history here, Elijah, but we don't. The left-wing ideology is the most blood-drenched, deadly ideology out of the 20th century. Mao Zedong, the communist, killed at least 100 million. Adolf Hitler, the socialist, killed, I think they say, 70 million. I don't know the numbers in front of me, but it's well-known. Left-wing ideology, socialism, communism, is the deadliest ideology in the history of this planet, aside from just straight-up death cults. But left-wing ideology is the closest thing to a death cult, if it isn't, to begin with. And I always ask myself this. How many people have to die for the left-wing ideology to be complete? How many people have to die? We know the answer. 100 million in China, 70 million in the National Socialist Party of Germany. So literally, if the left-wing wants to actually complete their ideology, they're going to have to kill millions or even billions of people. I say we don't let them. Let's stick to freedom. Let's learn from history. Left-wing ideology ends in blood and death and murder and devastation. Let's learn from the 20th century and eradicate this from the 21st century before they kill hundreds of millions again.
No, you're right. And they started with the torturing already. And the weirdest part about the modern left socialist genocide is that just like public shamings, which we saw begin staunchly in the 2015-2016 area, and we saw free speech completely eradicated, where you can lose your job for misgendering someone, using the wrong pronouns. You know, as I always say, I don't care about your pronouns. I don't even care about your name. You're a narcissist, but they want you to care. And then here's the best part. Now they're having you mutilate your own children and thinking that you're liberating them. That was that Boston Children's Hospital. You guys probably talked about it. That was offering hysterectomies to minors. And they want you to abuse and mutilate your kids. And the best part that I can't understand is you feel like a good person while you do their bidding to your own family. But a lot of people are waking up, Owen. A lot of people are realizing, I don't want to chop my kid's penis off. I don't want my daughter's, you know, breast to be moved to mastectomies. I don't want to drink the poison. I'm not going to eat your cricket chips. I don't want this BS way of living. And so you know what happens as the resistance grows? Everyone celebrates on Twitter. Oh, the narrative is collapsing. There's a red wave coming in 2022. We're finally winning. Oh, we're going to be so mad about the raid on Trump's Mar-a-Lago. Well, I'll tell you this. You're not the only one paying attention that their information warfare is losing. You're not the only one who knows that the grip on warfare is falling apart. They know. And when they can't convince you anymore to hurt your own children, when they lose the right to kill your own baby, and they stop convincing you that abortion is health care, when they've lost the ability to genocide through your own hands, what will they do? When they can't cut through your hands, they'll take away your arms, specifically your right to bear arms, and then they will come and they will do the killing, the death, and the mutilation themselves. This is the greatest bait and switch you've ever seen, and as we think we've gained ground on the Supreme Court, believe me, watch yourself. Make sure that you're armed. Make sure that you apply your patriotic skills. Make sure you understand what God has called you to. Always seek the peace, but be prepared for an attack. Always be on the defense and realize what could always come, like a bear attacking in the night. Never underestimate your enemy.
And I want to talk about the awakening when we come back in the next segment, but I just want to kind of put this down. We were talking about this in the last segment. It's frustrating. You know, liberals, they don't know anything, including their own history. And so we have this big argument about why America needs to go down because it's racist. And it's so sick. It's so sickening that you have to teach these people history every day to get them to understand the truth. I mean, they say, look how racist America is. It had slaves. Oh, forget about the world history of slavery. I mean, you know, that goes well beyond America. We actually ended slavery and set that precedent for the world. But it's like you hear it all the time. Oh, it's racist. Oh, they own slaves. Folks, 25% of Americans in the South own slaves. 25%. It was less than 10% in the entire country in the years before we abolished slavery. Less than 10% of Americans. And just to add a little cherry on top, black men own slaves too. Free black men owned black slaves. But see, they don't teach you that in the history books because they got to teach you that America is racist and therefore America needs to be shut down. No, It's not America that makes America great. It's freedom that makes America great. That's why they have to destroy America, because they have to take your freedom.
Ladies and gentlemen, if millions of people get this book, our funding problems will be over, and it's starting to happen. That's why I said, yeah, go to InfoWarsStore.com, get the book, and start shipping in a couple weeks, The Great Reset and the War for the World. But I said go to Amazon, because it's the number one book chart in the world. And if it goes to number one, not of political, not of history, not of U.S. history, it's already number one over 40 categories, like political science, you name it. 40-plus categories is number one. Ladies and gentlemen, drum roll, please. Of books in the world, The Great Reset and the War for the World is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We are now number 9 in the world. Woo! This is major. This is political. This could fund our war chest. Just go to Amazon.com, everybody, and buy 10 copies. Send this blueprint to the Death Star and the New World Order, because you read this, you know their whole plan how to stop them. Hit The Great Reset and the War for the World now. It's going to go to number one. What do you make of that?
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Here's a flashback from early February of this year, just weeks before the Russians did officially begin their police action into areas of eastern Ukraine and southern Ukraine. Now, I had said back in October of last year that the Russians were going to invade sometime by the end of February, because that's when the frozen tundra basically starts turning into liquid mud that the tanks can't go through. And it was clear that the Russians, after NATO starting the war 8 years ago, were tired of being pushed around and were going to strike back. I don't support what the U.S. and George Soros are doing. I didn't support what Putin's doing. I think this is all a terrible idea. Look what's done to energy prices in Europe. Look how they've used it as an excuse for the Great Reset here in America. This is a bad deal. But regardless, we were right. Tomorrow's news today. But I want to play this clip from the former CIA operative and spokesperson for the State Department, telling the truth and saying, no, we have intel, they're massing troops, they're shipping up blood for their troops that have been injured. We know this invasion is about to happen. And we believe Putin will stage some provocations on some of the towns on the Russian border with Ukraine as a pretext to come in. And right on time, those pretexts happened. Now, the story here and the moral of the story is that major governments, when they invade countries, have always staged provocations. It came out on the eve of the 2003 Iraq invasion that Bush wanted to shoot down a fake UN aircraft, but generals told him don't do it, but they did stage some other provocations. In 1991, the war started in 1990, saying that Saddam was bashing the brains out of babies' heads in incubators in Kuwait. None of that was true. Now, to get into Vietnam, we had the Gulf of Tonkin in 1964, where they said our ships were attacked. Declassified in 2004, it was totally staged. Operation Northwoods, all these things are admitted cases of planning to stage false flags, or have crisis actors and the whole thing's completely staged, or you can actually attack somebody and just blame it on your enemy. And so we were vindicated yet again when they said, oh, it's Alex Jones territory for the CIA and the State Department to say Russia may stage attacks on itself as a pretext to invade. We see them massing, and we've got intel they're planning this. And there were some events, truck bombs, some targeted assassinations and things that looked like it wasn't NATO but Russia as a pretext. Because let's be clear, the Russians aren't choir boys either. The bottom line is, you've always got to look at something low-level like Jesse Smollett or Bubba Wallace and say, is that staged? Which it was. And is something high-level, where big, powerful forces stand to gain, is that staged? And the answer is, yes. Many times, the groups that stand to gain are the ones that actually staged it. But we're sued, they believe, into oblivion for questioning Sandy Hook many, many years ago, later saying we thought it happened. The media blew it up to be my whole personality. Then they have a show trial where the judge says, I'm already guilty, so they can, quote, try to shut us down. They said the goal is to shut him down and anybody else asking questions. And the judge, right out of the Ministry of Truth, in 1984 said, you think you tell the truth. You think you're telling the truth, but you don't. The truth comes from me. Well, no, it doesn't come from you in your black robe up there like a fat little vampire bat. And you're doing what tyrants always do as they lose control. You're squeezing, and that will only accelerate the fall of the corrupt interests that have hijacked our nation. Here's the clip from just 6 months ago, and then we're going to go right back to the live broadcast. But this is a story.
We told you a few weeks ago that we have information indicating Russia also has already prepositioned a group of operatives to conduct a false flag operation in eastern Ukraine. So that, Matt, to your question, is an action that Russia has already taken.
It's an action that you say that they have taken, but you have shown no evidence to confirm that. And I'm going to get to the next question here, which is, what is the evidence that they... I mean, this is like crisis actors, really? This is like Alex Jones territory you're getting into now. What evidence do you have to support the idea that there is some propaganda film in the making?
Now, this is derived from information known to the U.S. government, intelligence information that we have declassified. I think you know.
Okay, well, where is it? Where is this information?
It is intelligence information that we have declassified.
Well, where is it? Where is the declassified information?
I just delivered it.
No, you made a series of allegations and statements.
Would you like us to print it out, the topper? Because you will see a transcript of this briefing that you can print out for yourself.
That's not evidence, Ned. That's you saying it. That's not evidence. I'm sorry.
What would you like, Matt?
I would like to see some proof that you can show that
Matt, you have
that,
been...
That shows that the Russians are doing this. Ned, I've been doing this for a while.
I know,
time.
That was my point. You have been doing this for quite a while. You know that when we declassify intelligence
That's
information,
right. And I
we do so in a means...
In Iraq.
We do
and
so,
I,
and, we do so
and
with
I
an eye to protecting sources and methods.
Is not going to fall. I remember a lot of things. So where is the declassified information other than you coming out here and saying...
Matt, I'm sorry you don't like the format, but we have
declassified. It's not the format; it's the content.
I'm sorry you don't like the content. I'm sorry you. I'm sorry you are doubting the information that is in the possession of the U.S. government.
No,
what I'm telling you is that this is information that's available to us. We are making it available to you in order for a couple reasons. One is to attempt to deter the Russians from going ahead with this activity. Two, in the event we're not able to do that, in the event the Russians do go ahead with this, to make it clear as day, to lay bare the fact that this has always been an attempt on the part of the Russian Federation to fabricate a pretext.
They want you to forget about things like this. They don't want you to ever question the official narrative. But even if you're wrong questioning an official narrative, it's your right to do it. But all these attacks on free speech are about making the general public be afraid to question the official story, because in all the major polls, mainstream media has the lowest poll numbers in its history, below 10%. So we're going to go back to the live broadcast right now, but I hope you will share this video. It will also be posted at band.video because it's very historic and it's very important.
And the biggest victory for free speech right now is InfoWars on air every day. That's the biggest victory we can have for free speech. They won us off air. They thought we'd be off air by now. We're not, thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com and your prayers. So please keep that up. Elijah Schaefer still with us from Slightly Offensive. Elijah, I want to get into the awakening that we're seeing right now, but I want to do that in the next segment. We have some more time in this short 2.5 minutes we have left. You know, the border situation is and the illegal immigrant situation is really just completely on another level now. It's turned into a ping pong match. Washington, D.C. mayor asks U.S. military for 90 days of help with illegal immigrants. So they want the military to help the Democrat cities with illegal immigrants, but not stop them at the southern border. Now New York is threatening to bus them back to Texas. So we're just going to be busing them all around the country. Why not just bus them back to wherever they came from? Governor Abbott dares New York City mayor to make my day following threats to bus New Yorkers to Texas to campaign against him. I mean, is this not one of the weirdest things? The border's wide open. The Democrats say they have a sanctuary city, but they don't want the illegal immigrants in it. They're going to send them back to Texas. Hello, let's just not let them in to begin with. Why is that not an option here?
It's not an option, Owen, because you know what I know is that they don't want illegal immigrants in blue cities because it doesn't change the vote long term, right? It's not really a big deal. The whole point people don't understand is it's not about hating brown people, because the border is so diverse. You have a lot of Haitians. You have a lot of people from Central South America, a lot of Asians, a lot of Chinese people. People forget that about 75% of Asians in America live somewhere in the West Coast area, California, etc. And so, you know, there's a lot of people coming up that are trying to get in, and they need these people to get bussed into middle America. It's a huge problem for them because these states are so red, they're so strong, and they can't handle it. They can't handle us just living in peace. They don't want to leave us alone. So the whole goal is, well, let's just bus a bunch of people. Let's let a bunch of people into these countries, into our country and into the states, so that eventually, long term, they're playing the long game. It's not because they're illegal and they're going to vote in Texas today. It's because they're going to have kids because of our anchor baby laws. And the sanctuary city laws are only meant to attract people. So they have these difficult to reach cities on the coast, on the east and north, like Portland and Seattle and D.C. And then they go, come, we're a sanctuary city. And then they just get stuck in these red states in the middle and the south, exactly where they want them. And if they don't get stuck, they like to fly them into the states. So within 30 years, there'll be a different voting bloc, and they can have totalitarian control.
Absolutely, 100%. That's Elijah Schaefer, host of Slightly Offensive. He's going to be sticking around with us for the next segment. Folks, in this short break, please, this four-minute break, go to InfoWarsStore.com, make a purchase at the store, make a donation. Let's keep Alex Jones on air. Let's keep InfoWars on air in these critical times in American history.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Censored off the internet. He admits we're right. Amazing stuff, Oliver. Oliver, by the way, do you really want to live in a corrupt country? Do you really want to live in a dystopian, oppressive government regime country, Oliver? Come on, man. Because that's what you're fighting for here. But hey, he admits I'm right here. Oliver Darcy says, here's a sentence I never thought I'd ever write. InfoWars host Owen Schroyer is spot on, at least in regard to what he said about Fox News on Thursday, saying Fox News sounds like more like InfoWars than ever before. Oliver, let me give you a little update here, though, buddy. I'm not just right about that. We're right about everything. We were right about Epstein and his pedophile island. We were right that there was no Trump-Russia collusion. We were right that Trump would win the election. We were right that your two impeachment scams of Trump would go nowhere. We were right that if Biden got into office, energy prices, gas prices would skyrocket. I mean, I'm just beginning. I guess I could go on, but I'll just stop right there. We were right about everything, Oliver, not just this. But it's funny, you still tune in every day, even though you want us off the air. So it brings me to this, though, Elijah. There's obviously a great awakening happening right now. Milquetoast conservatives, middle-of-the-line Republicans, Conservative Inc., everybody realize, okay, wait a second. We need to have a sense of urgency here. Alex Jones and InfoWars have been right all these years. Elijah Schaefer has been right. All these people that we considered out there and far right, and we don't really want to bring them into the conservative movement because they're too out there for us. Oh, it turns out we were right all along. The sense of urgency is catching up. Where do you see this awakening at right now when it comes to conservatives, Republicans, and Trump voters?
Well, that's a good question. Number one, I just want to say with Oliver Darcy, you know, I think he's actually from Blaze TV. I think he switched sides.
He did. He tried to get a job here. He actually used to have a website called Left Wing Watch or Far Left Watch before he joined CNN.
Yeah, so he's fake. You know, and by the way, one of our old employees as well now works for Media Matters, which I don't think I'm allowed to, you know, talk directly. And they write hit pieces about me. One of our recent employees left and now works for Media Matters and craps on me. So it's so funny. So you hated us enough that you would spy on us, that you would want to work with us, or maybe you really believed it, but then you got taken down. Why? Because you weren't accepted by the truth tellers, because you weren't a real one. Real knows real. And these people are realizing what I've been noticing all along. The line between Blaze TV, between, Fox News and InfoWars is getting blurred in the most healthy way possible. I mean, Turning Point USA's Drew Hernandez Frontline show just got banned off of YouTube permanently for being too extreme. Turning Point USA, who people criticize Charlie Kirk, they criticize the organization for what? Being neocons or soft on politics. It's 2022, folks. The time to start fighting your allies has ended. The time to realizing the common enemy and to start pairing together and to focus on the threat has come to the beginning, and we need to start and rethink our strategy and our war and realize these petty fights and this stupidity is not what's going to be worth it. We can fight all the time about, you know, how much we hate each other, but we can all agree $40 billion is $40 billion too much to Ukraine. We can all agree that one baby murder through abortion is one baby too much. We can agree that Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum existing for one more hour is 1 hour beyond what this world can afford. Like, wake up, people, and realize that if the left sees that we're uniting, then you've got to wake up as well and see we've all come to the understanding that we need Christ. We need Christ crucified. We need Jesus in our lives. We need the Holy Spirit. And guys, I tell you this, all the Christians that are weak out there saying we've got to turn the other cheek, turn the other cheek. Look, you've turned your cheeks 20 times. They've been slapped 10 times each side. You only got two of them, my friend. The only other cheeks you got are the ones on your rear end. And I'm not willing to take a spanking from them anymore. Genuinely and concernedly, remember, you are the hands and the feet of Christ. And so take your hands and go out into battle. You can go ahead and be a mitochondria or whatever, be a power cell. But I want to be the hands, Owen. You know what I'm talking about? I want to get into battle. I want to get into InfoWar. I want to actually get into this fight to know and let them know that we're not going to take this sitting down any longer, and that you want to destroy our outlets. You want to destroy our shows. You want to keep deplatforming us like Savannah Hernandez has been multiple times as she you know, succeeds downwards as they just try to destroy their lives, destroy Alex, destroy you, destroy Harrison. It's like, no, the time is over. You've got to realize we've got friends in high places, and you can't destroy us all.
And I think Republicans have realized this now. It's really a matter of how much leverage they have or what they can do with what they have right now, that all the apparatchiks being set up by the Democrat Party in the deep state, Obama holdovers and elsewhere, those apparatchiks must be demolished. They must be. We cannot let the IRS hire 87,000 neoliberals to go after conservatives. We cannot do it. We have to stop the spying on American citizens, the weaponizing of the FBI and other government bureaucracies against the American citizens. This has to be stopped now. Now it must be stopped. And I think some Republicans are realizing that. So I do see that awakening on the right side of American political discourse. Now let's go to the left side. They're losing their minds like nothing we've ever seen before. The average liberal out there is so far off the map of reality, I don't even think we're ever going to be able to find them again. Here's a perfect example. Now, granted, this is a soap opera star, so she's probably not that bright to begin with, but Listen to this absolute lunacy that they believe now. And folks, you go look at this tweet that Nancy Lee Gran put out. Liberals actually believe this. They actually believe this. Here it is. Dear FBI, I know you don't need advice from a soap star, but having been in 10 or 10,000 implausible storylines in my 37 years, I recommend digging up Ivana Trump. Clearly, it didn't take 10 pallbearers to carry a liposuction 73-year-old who methinks was in her weight in classified docs. She's saying she thinks Ivana Trump was killed by Donald Trump, which they do believe that. They put those stories out there.
No.
And then they stuffed her body cavity with classified documents. Elijah, these liberals are so far off the map of reality, they're gone. The tether has snapped. They're out in space. There's no gravity that can bring them back. I mean, this is bat crap crazy.
Yeah, and she'll keep her account, too. I mean, the insinuation, the disrespect, the desecration of somebody who died, how dare you, you know, come to a responsible conclusion that somebody killed their wife and used the corpse or ex-wife to stuff papers into, as if these people are so stupid that if they wanted to get rid of documents, they just could. But they can't handle the fact their lives are so delusional. They're filled with the heart of Satan. I mean, these are the people whose idols are pedophiles. They love to sexually assault one another. They live a life of deceit and of manipulation. And the way they think we're living the same lives. They try, but we're not. Because we're children of light. Yeah, we make mistakes. A lot of men, women, well, here, you've blown up your life at one point, and then you realize, hey, I need God. Maybe you're still messing up, and you go, hey, I need redemption. But guess what? These people don't understand that. They don't realize that God can redeem people, that there are actual light warriors, like those at InfoWars, people out there in the media, Daily Wire, Blaze TV, people fighting the good fight of faith. And they don't realize that we're not going to lose. No matter what lies they concoct, we aren't going to lose, because in the end, we still end up winning, because judgment comes upon the wicked. And even if it's not by our hands or by our sword, it's by the sword of the Son of God coming down on a white horse and a robe dipped in blood. They need to understand that this is a supernatural battle, and that we can see through their delusions. Like God said, he would harden their hearts so that they would be deceived by their own lies, like the Romans were in chapter 1. They would give up natural affection. They would give up logic. They would keep pursuing the truth, but never arrive. We're in a holy battle, Owen. You know we are, and we can't give up hope, no matter how black-pilled or discouraged we feel at times, no matter how tired. The time to engage is now.
Elijah Schaefer with us here, host of Slightly Offensive. One more thing, Elijah, before I let you go. The monkeypox phenomenon is truly hilarious, the media coverage of it. Can the monkeypox virus spread via clothes or groceries? And so it's everything but what's actually causing it. It's the sodomy. It's the gay orgies. And then it's 99% of monkeypox cases are sexually active gay men. Half of them have HIV positive going to these orgies, and then kids get it, and they say the kid did have contact with gay men, but see, it's everything else. Monkeypox might be caused by this, that, or the other thing, but don't mention the gay orgies that went on during Pride Month that obviously caused this outbreak. Don't anything but that, Elijah.
Yeah, it's weird that the only groceries that are causing monkeypox is vegetable bags of eggplants, bananas, and large-sized cucumbers in plastic bags that for some reason were wrapped around the vegetables using a rubber band. I'm not going to say. I don't know. Maybe it was the groceries. Maybe it wasn't. But it's a little suspicious.
That's it. You figured it out. It was cucumbers and eggplants that spread monkeypox. Forget about how they got there or where they ended up. It's just, you know, let's blame the inanimate fruit objects.
The fruit objects being used by the fruits. That's what they're saying. I'm not saying it because I'm not a bigot. But, you know, we'll go ahead and keep it and say stop monkeying around with monkeypox. Maybe that's why they're using bananas, because it's just all about monkeying around.
But, hey, monkeys are under attack now, so don't be bigoted against monkeys, all right?
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.